What's up, Atlanta? How's everybody doing? I mean, come on, man.
Oh, my gosh.
How's everybody doing?
The most un-Chris-like open for Chris Thomas tonight that I've heard.
It's a hump day with Turtle. I am with you for the full four, and then the extra one with the Atlanta Baseball postgame show. Although, if you're driving to Truist Park right now, be careful. Some thunderstorms are supposedly in the forecast. We'll let you know how that develops. You know, Oren, there's an obvious reason I'm a little macabre, a little morose, a little bland sounding today to start the show. It was all going so well. And it still may. It still may all go so well. We don't know yet. But looking at the prospects of losing Caleb McGarry, who, if you haven't heard by now, went down in practice today, left leg injury, he had an MRI, awaiting results of that MRI. You know what it reminded me of? I was thinking about this while I walk in. It's like one of those cliche things you see in a lot of movies and shows where, like, all of a sudden, you know, a guy's like walking in a field, minding his own business, and then all of a sudden there's like an explosion behind him and there's a record stop, and then he like resurfaces and he's like, "You're probably wondering how I got here. Let me explain." And that's how I felt today, because it had been all positive, all happy-go-lucky. I mean, Darnell Mooney aside, but, you know, even if he misses a game or two, I think the consensus is he's not going to be, you know, missing a majority of the season, barring something that we just don't know, but I don't think so. We've been good. You know, we've been good. And to see that double whammy of McGarry goes down, and then like an hour later, Storm Norton has surgery and is out for 6 to 8 weeks. So you're now down not one, not two, but your third string right tackle in Elijah Wilkinson, or maybe an outside shot, Brandon Parker. Wow. What a gut punch. It was all good just a second ago, and now it ain't. And you're probably wondering how we got here. Well, I'll explain. The Atlanta Falcons this preseason have looked pretty good. I think we can all say that. Easton Stick has had his moments. Guys like Chris Blair, David Sills, Casey Washington, Rooks look good. Like, you know, all the James Pierce Jr. Everybody's looked pretty good. The one, and I mean the one, real area of weakness that we have been constantly harping on has been the state of the reserve offensive linemen. And one of the main reasons why is that we hadn't seen Storm Norton. He's been hurt, and we really didn't get a chance to see him. So with that being said, today we find out we get the 1-2 punch of the potential injury situation with Caleb McGarry, and then the definitive injury situation with Storm Norton. That's a real gut punch, man. That's not nothing to mess around with. We always joke about, you know, the offensive line being the unheralded group, the guys that just show up and do their job, and everything of the like. Well, you know what? They're damn important. The offensive line is the linchpin of your offense. Michael Penix Jr. also just so happens to be a lefty quarterback. So what does that mean? That means it's all the more important for him to have somebody on the right side that he knows he could trust. And if you're talking about Elijah Wilkinson or Brandon Parker as your starting right tackle to open the season, that's a big yikes. That's a big uh-oh. That is a big whoa. That is a far cry from having one of the best run-blocking right tackles in the league in Caleb McGarry as your starter. So today is not good. Again, we are waiting. If the second we find out what's going on with Caleb McGarry, I will let you know, and then we can reassess this entire conversation. But as of right now, You've seen he was carted off the field. Team did a circle around him, and they cut practice. They cut the music off. Everybody stopped what they were doing, and they gathered around Caleb McGarry. And then he was carted off the field. That's what we know as of right now. If he can't go, there are several options. One, the guys that I mentioned, Wilkinson, Parker, are going to have to step up. Two, and I heard Dukes and Bell talking about this, do you take Matt Bergeron, who was a tackle in college and has been a really good guard in the NFL, and push him outside? Now, the argument against that is as follows. Do you take two birds in the hand for one in the bush? Meaning, do you disrupt two positions on your offensive line to save one? It might be your best get. Maybe you can take a guy like a Kyle Hinton or even Elijah Wilkinson and move him inside. But what's the fear about that? Oh, it just so happens, Oren, you have a new center. Well, isn't that convenient? Neuzel's good. He's been with these guys before, but it's just another variable that you don't want to have to deal with. The word for the offensive line, if you want to sound smart around the water cooler tomorrow, drop this one on your friends and coworkers. Offensive line continuity, okay? That is the phrase of the day. That is what the Falcons will look to protect. That is what the Falcons believe is their greatest strength of the offensive line. Offensive line continuity, okay? That's the phrase you're going to want to drop at the water cooler. Here's the thing. Every single member of that offensive line this offseason and in camp talked about how important it is to have the band back together. Because even Neuzel played a bunch of games last year. So you had everybody back. And they were like, this is, you know, one of our biggest strengths. You know, you can be in sync. You can move almost in a telepathic sense because you know where everybody's going. It doesn't have to be telestrated to the defense. And that's a really big strength. So if you take Bergeron and you move him out to right tackle, you disrupt some of that because he's not used to playing on the other side. And he's not used to playing outside. It's been a couple of years now. I'm not saying he can't do it. I think he's probably, like, just from a player standpoint, probably the best option. And it's probably not close. But then do you want to, again, disrupt 2 points on your offensive line in order to save one? And then, of course, option number three, once final roster cuts are made, you do some evaluation and you bring in a couple of guys that you feel like have enough veteran experience to compete for a starting spot on a team that is trying to make the playoffs for the first time in 7 seasons. So it's not good. It's not good. So here's my question to you. 404-726-0929. If the Falcons have to do any of the following things that I just mentioned, does it change your expectation? Does it change your expectation? 404-726-0929. Because that's a big loss. It affects everything the offense is trying to do. Again, we talked about this before. Yes, you'll see Penix unleash the deep ball this season. But the bread and butter of the Atlanta Falcons is number 7 and number 25. That's Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. And if you have a substitute at right tackle for any amount of an extended period of time, that's going to greatly affect the efficacy, or one would think, of the ability to be a run-first team and be a smash-mouth team with their offensive line. Because that's what they're looking to do. They're looking to use the run to set up the pass, not the other way around. And that philosophy isn't going to change just because the personnel does. I wouldn't think. Because a lot of those runs for Bijan where he gets 5-6 yards on first down, you know where he's running? Off that right hip of Caleb McGarry. So it's a big deal, y'all. 404-726-0929. Give it a think during the commercial break. If Caleb McGarry has to miss an extended period of time, does it change your expectations for the season? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, it doesn't. Because Terry Fontenot is fighting for his job anyway. Did this situation just make it harder? Potentially? Yes, it absolutely did. Well, we know, because they need somebody anyway, because Storm Norton's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. And the rest of the guys that they have are not really up to snuff, and they haven't shown it in the preseason. So this is just one more thing for Terry Fontenot to put on his already very full plate in 2025, where the organization is fighting to keep its own continuity together with the coaching staff, who needs desperately a winning season, a playoff berth, and maybe even a win in the postseason. So when we get back, we'll take your calls. 404-726-0929. If the offensive line is affected for a long-term basis to start the season, does it change your expectations? Or no, it's on Terry Fontenot to go out there and find somebody that could step in, at least on a short-term basis, if McGarry misses a couple of weeks to start the season. We'll take your calls on that next. 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas Turtle. Oof, just getting started with you on a Wednesday hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app. It was all good just a minute ago.